Why is it so important for the group of organizers to showcase their respective countries, especially here in Central Illinois?
That's really a great question. I think just because, you know, America is a place that everybody has come from different countries. So I think it really is important because this is the land of the free. This is where people come. They migrate here for a reason so that they can grow and they can learn and they can be part of something that's bigger. And I think there's no other place in the world like America. And I think being able to celebrate who you are makes us special. And that's why I think it's really important.
Over the last few years, it's grown. What do you want the Springfield community to get out of this event?
Well, I mean, I guess there's a lot. I think they need to learn, most of all, you know, that we're all different, even though we all speak Spanish. Some people are from Puerto Rico, from Chile, from Colombia, South America, South Central America. So we're definitely different in our culture, but yet what brings us together is that we have a language that we share, even though our dialogue is different. And I also want them to experience the differences and to really be educated on who we are and where we come from, because I think that's really important as we are growing, as everything that's happening here in America, I think is really important for them to understand the different cultures in the Hispanic community.
So for those who have not made it out to the past events the last 5 years, what can people expect this Sunday?
Oh, wow. Well, this is our second year where we're going to have the festival outside. So that was really exciting. Last year, we wanted to give it a different feel. In the past, we have done it in the YMCA gym out at Carasota's Branch. And this time we decided, you know what, since we were growing, we wanted to make it more of a festival feel. So we decided to do it outside in the patio of the YMCA. So they're going to expect a lot of things. Number one, again, just the different cultures, the different food, the different displays. We will have some kids' activities. We'll have like a team come out and teach on soccer just for the fun. We're going to have a piñata come out. We're going to also have face painting. And again, we'll have dances. We'll have performances. And we also will have a band playing as well. So there's a lot. There's going to be very rich in what we celebrate. We love to dance. We love to sing. And I think it's going to be very vibrant for them.
One thing you've mentioned, you want to teach others about the different cultures, but you also want to bring people together, and that's one of the reasons that you put this together every year. How can people get involved if they wanted to get involved with the group?
Well, we do have a Facebook page that people can look at. We have the Hispanic Women of Springfield that they could look at that page because we're starting to grow in that capacity. This year, we've expanded where we're doing a little bit more fundraisers. We did our trivia night for the first time, and we're also becoming more of an association. So if there are a, you know, Latina culture, because it really is, we want to support them. We want to make sure that everybody feels welcome. And as Springfield community being the capital of the state, I think it's important that we support those who are here, irregardless if they're Hispanic, Indian, you know, Chinese, wherever they're at from Asia. You know, we just want to make sure they feel comfortable here, and we want to spread that love. And this is one of the things that we do to support our Hispanic community.
What has been the perception or the feedback that you've gotten in the past after these events?
People love it. They are really intrigued. They have felt really educated too. They feel like, wow, we understand and really embrace it. And we have also just gotten a lot of people really enjoy it and wish that we would do a little bit more. So maybe as we grow throughout the year, we can expand that and do a little bit more celebration. But yeah, we've always got some positive feedback. I think last year we had maybe close to 400 people come through. So we welcome everyone. We want them to experience it. This is an event free to our community. So we just ask to come out and celebrate with us and experience our culture.
Cindy, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.